Hello, everybody. Foggy Jack here, and you're listening to Foggy Jack's 13 or more days of Christmas special. Happy holidays, everyone, and I hope you enjoy all of these old-time radio shows, always in the Christmas spirit.
Do you like stories that keep you on the edge of your seat? Stories that make your heart race and your blood run cold? Stories that make you wonder what lurks in the shadows and what lies behind the door? If you do, then you will love Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, the old-time horror radio show that brings you the most thrilling tales of mystery, suspense, and horror. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show airs reruns of radio shows that aired from 1940 to 1960, featuring some of the best actors and writers of the golden age of radio. Every day, Foggy Jack's old-time radio show presents a new story that will keep you guessing until the end, with twists and turns that will shock and surprise you. You will hear stories by masters of horror like Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, Ray Bradbury, and more. You will also hear stories by famous authors like Agatha Christie, Ernest Hemingway, and John Steinbeck. And you will hear stories starring legendary actors like Orson Welles, Vincent Price, Boris Karloff, and many more. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show is the ultimate podcast for fans of horror, suspense, and mystery. You can listen to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show online for free, where you can find hundreds of episodes to choose from. You can also subscribe to this podcast, where you can get new episodes every week. Don't miss this opportunity to experience the scariest radio episodes of all time. Tune in to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, and remember, it's not what you see, it's what you hear.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, what are you late, Mason? Archie speaking, Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. What am I doing? I'm in the Columbia Workshop. What am I in for? Duffy, I said workshop. Yeah. Tonight, I am an artist. Yeah, an actor. Yeah, we're doing a thing called Miracle in Manhattan. What do you mean? If it's good, it'll be a miracle. Duffy, you ain't got no Christmas spirit, that's all. Whose idea is it? Well, it's Columbia's Western Program Director. He dreamed it up. Yeah, Charlie Vanden. He's a friend of mine. Came to New York on a busman's holiday from Hollywood. Yeah, he's directing it, too. Well, it starts like all Christmas plays. You know, the band plays Silent Night, and we're into it.
Times Square, driver.
From here?
Certainly from here.
6 bits, mister.
Okay. But sort of take it easy, like. I want to take a gander at the town.
Okay. Want a little music? I'll turn on the radio.
Go ahead.
Ah, oh, that thing again. I'll try to get you something different. Now you'd think there was nothing else on the air tonight. Oh, get that, will you? Listen to that. It's enough to drive a guy nuts. I'm sorry, mister. I guess this is all we're going to get. Over and over and over.
Doesn't bother me. Matter of fact, I kind of like it.
No kidding?
Sure. It's Christmas music. Heck, this is Christmas Eve.
Well, I'll be frank with you. To me, Christmas Eve is nothing but a first-class headache.
Yeah?
Yeah, what have you got? Slippery streets, a bunch of screwy people with too many drinks under their belts. I tell you, a cab driver's got to watch his step on a night like this. So it's December 24th. So all of a sudden, everybody goes wacky. You never know what's liable to happen.
Well, maybe you got something there.
Yeah, everybody's got packages under their arms. You know, a lot of nice little packages. So they can't reach for the tip. Well, mister, you said you want to see the town. What's on the menu first? How's about starting off with Park Avenue?
Oh, no, just drive. Oh, wait a minute. Pull in over there.
By that little church, you mean?
Yeah. I'd like to sort of drop in.
You know, you size up people funny sometimes. I never figured you was the religious type.
Oh, just curious, that's all.
Well, you're the doctor.
Hey, how about coming in with me?
Not me. I ain't been to church for so long, I wouldn't know how to act.
Well, I ain't been to church much either, but Christmas Eve is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like I told you, mister, my racket one night ain't much different than the next.
The music ought to be nice.
Are you kidding? Now, listen, count me out. I'll just sit out here in the cab and listen to the meter tick. That's music enough for me.
I'll pay the damages.
No. Go ahead. I'll wait out here.
It's warm inside.
What are you, mister? Missionary?
Oh, no. Just want company. Come on.
Well, you're paying the freight. Let's go.
Gee, you never go to church, huh?
Nah, you see, there's the kind that does and the kind that don't. I'm the kind that don't.
Did you ever pray?
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, they used to teach us all kinds of prayers. Our Father, what art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I forget the rest of the stuff.
Say, that's kind of pretty, ain't it?
If you like that kind of thing.
Here, let's sit near the back.
Hey, all them people had an awful quiet, ain't they?
Yeah. I guess this is one of the last places left where people can come and think.
Think, huh? What are they thinking about?
Well, you're just one of the people, too. What are you thinking about?
Me? Oh, well, us cabbies is different from most people. I guess all we ever think about is where we're going to get another fare.
Is that all? Even on Christmas Eve?
What else is there to think about?
Oh, all kinds of things. Spatial things. Sort of wonderful things.
Look, mister, this ain't for me. I get the heebie-jeebies in this joint. I'll meet you out in a cab, huh?
All right, I'll go along. Hey, what are you doing?
The sign is help the poor, don't it?
Well, didn't do you much good to have that meter ticking over out there in the cab. You aren't going to break even.
All right, so I don't break even. Forget it. Maybe that was a sucker. Let's get going, huh? Same tone.
Oh, don't worry. I told you I liked it.
Well, of course, that's your own for negative, but give me Glenn Miller playing that Chattanooga Shoo Shoo.
What is traffic stuff tonight? Christmas.
Paper, get your Christmas Eve edition. Yeah, paper.
Hey, Kirby, you think you could pull out of this traffic line for a minute? I want to pick up a paper.
Well, you're in the right neighborhood for a paper, Missy. You can buy it from little Jimmy Turner over
Jimmy
there.
Jimmy Turner?
Yeah, a little crippled guy, newsboy. Ain't worked in years, but always got a smile for us cabbies. That's why we like to bring him business. That's him over there in the corner.
Paper, Christmas Eve edition, paper.
Crippled, huh?
Wait a minute, I'll get you paper. Please.
Hey, hold on. I'll go with you.
Extra paper. Paper, mister? Oh, hiya, Lefty. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Jimmy. How's business?
Half sold out already. Hey, mister.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We'll be seeing you, Jimmy. We gotta get along, you know.
Look, Lefty, one of my customers threw me a nickel, pulled out in the street there. Wanna get it for me?
Oh, sure, Jimmy. I'll get it.
Why don't you walk over and get the nickel yourself, Jimmy?
Oh, what are you trying to give me, mister? You got eyes you can see, can't you?
Yeah, and you got legs.
You can move your eyes.
How long since you tried to walk?
As long as I can remember. I ain't chicken, I can yell.
I heard you. You sure can.
Bet your life I can. That's all I need for this racket. When a quiet night, when I ain't too much traffic around, where they can hear me two blocks away.
Yeah.
Clear up to 53rd Street. And that's important in my business.
Oh, sure it is. Tell me, Jimmy, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want? I already got my Christmas present last October.
Last October? No kidding.
Uh-huh. When the Yanks won the pennant. Boy, they paralyzed
me. You like the Yanks, huh?
I'll say I do. And mainly because of one guy. Joe DiMaggio. Paper, mister?
Is this the latest edition?
The very latest.
Thank you.
Yeah, DiMaggio's the greatest baseball player in the world. Boy, you ought to hear me yell at ease in the headline.
Old driver, is that cabin gauge?
Sorry, mister. It's all tied up.
Thanks. I'll get another one.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
You know who that was? That was Joe himself. Joe DiMaggio.
No kidding. Oh, gee, I didn't recognize Joe DiMaggio in his street clothes. Oh, gee.
Come on, cabbie. We gotta stop him. Hey, DiMaggio. Hey.
Did you call me?
Gee, excuse me for yelling at you, but I had to stop you. You see, you've got quite an admirer over there in that news kid.
That's so?
Yeah. Matter of fact, if he could shake hands with you, I think it'd be the swellest Christmas present he could ever get.
Really?
Yeah. Honest. Would you mind?
Certainly not. Come on.
Just a minute, Joe. Let him walk over to you.
What's that kid?
Oh, he needs somebody like you to, well, call him and see.
I don't get it.
Wait a minute. Jimmy.
Yeah?
There's a friend of yours here. He wants you to walk over and shake hands with him.
Calvin. Well, gee, can't you see?
Come on, Jimmy. Come on over here and shake hands.
Joe, I can't.
Come on, Jimmy.
Joe, I'm walking. Look, I'm walking. Man, you see what I'm doing?
Come on, Kevin. I don't like crowds. Let's get out of here.
I'm walking.
Hey, careful, Gabby. Watch this crowd. Take it easy.
I'm sorry, mister, but it's a wonder I know what I'm doing. I swear I'm dizzy.
What's the matter?
That kid back there. I seen him sitting on a corner like that for 6 years. And now he's walking.
Well, maybe he could have walked all the time.
Yeah. You're the smart one. You did it. Giving him the will to walk. Tell him that was Joe DiMaggio.
Well, it was.
Listen, look, it's all right to fool a kid, but I know better. That wasn't DiMaggio.
It wasn't, huh?
No, it couldn't have been. Maybe it looked like him, but it wasn't him.
No?
No. Of course not, of course. Only this morning I read about him in the papers. It says that Joe DiMaggio was spending Christmas with his family in San Francisco.
Won't that thing ever stop?
Well, I hope you like it. Nothing I seem to be able to do about it.
Hey, what's all the excitement?
Oh, say, that's something that ought to be worth seeing. I heard about it earlier this evening. There's a guy up on a window ledge down on the 22nd floor. Claims he's going to jump off at 11 o'clock. Hey, wait a minute. Listen to them chimes. Yeah, that's a quarter to 11 now. Guy's got 15 minutes to go, if he keeps his word. Look at it. Got a spotlight on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to miss nothing. Guys don't do this every night in a week, you know. This guy must be off his bean, huh?
Who is he?
Oh, some guy used to be an actor, they tell me. Certainly hugging a spotlight for this performance, huh?
Gabby, you think we can get into this hotel?
Huh? You mean you don't want to stay outside here and watch?
I want to get inside right away.
Listen, who are you anyway? You a newspaper reporter?
Oh, maybe.
Well, listen, there's cops all around. You can't... Well, wait, I tell you, I got an idea. You walk in the front door with me behind you, see? They'll think you live there and that I'm going to carry your luggage out.
Oh, good. Come on.
Look at that. It's disgusting. Look at them dogs. I'm telling you, that's the kind of a thing that can only happen on a night like this.
That was close.
Well, we're in. Now what?
The 22nd floor. Going up, boy?
Huh?
Yes, sir.
22.
I can take you up, sir, but the police aren't letting anyone into the west wing. That's where that room is that the man's jumping out of.
I know.
Listen, miss, I hope you ain't going to try nothing screwy here, especially when the kid says that they got cops guarding the room. And besides, you
can't... Here we are, sir.
Come on.
See? Look at it, just like I told you. Three cops in front of the door. Ain't got a chance of getting in there. Come on, before they kick us out.
Huh? Worth a try. Maybe one of us will make it. Right down. Here we are.
Yeah, just a minute. Where do you think you're going, Tabby?
I'm just following my friend here. You let him through, didn't you?
We didn't let nobody through, and we ain't letting nobody through. We got orders that nobody's to go into this room.
Yes. You mean to say that you guys didn't see nobody go into that room just now?
Of course we didn't, because nobody went in.
Huh?
You must be drunk, buddy. Now run along and sit and wait for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. We got strict orders to keep everybody out of this room until the wife of that nut gets down here to try and talk him out of jumping.
Okay, wise guys, have it your way. But my fare sneaked by, and he's up there in that suicide jumper right now. Now, you guys can laugh all you want, but I'll bet my hack that there's a mighty interesting conversation going on right now. Mighty interesting.
Listen, you. I thought they promised there wasn't going to be anyone else out here to bother me.
I just want to talk to you. Who knows? Maybe I can help you.
Suppose that I don't want your help.
Well, people refused help from me before, but it doesn't matter.
Just remember what I told the others. If you come one step towards me, I'll jump. Or maybe that's what you're here for. To get a better view of it.
No, I don't need to watch you to know what'll happen. I know. So will you in a few minutes. When those church chimes ring, you'll hesitate a second, and you step off into space. Your heart's pounding, your throat's so hard you think it'll choke you. And then the night air hits your face, ice cold. And you grab at that air, nothing there. You have a sick, helpless feeling in your stomach. You thought it was going to be over fast. It lasts a long time. A heck of a long time. Long enough to bring back every memory you ever knew. Two more. You hate to look down, but you can't help it. You hear a scream. You hear an ambulance bell. You see the lights on the street. People running, shouting. They're rushing up to you like lightning. The people run. They yell like crazy. The lights go brighter. Down, down, down! And suddenly it's over. And you don't hear the police. You don't hear them at all.
You can't scare me.
I know. I'm not trying to.
I thought maybe you'd like to hear exactly how it would happen without going through it.
Who are you anyway?
Just a guy. Who are you?
Don't tell me you don't know that. Don't you read the papers?
Well, not very often. Hey, I hope you're not doing this just to break into print.
I've got good reason for what I'm doing.
Well, a lot of people down there trying to be happy because this is Christmas Eve. Here you are making them all feel sick.
Christmas Eve. A fine Christmas Eve it is for me. No job, no...
What do you do for a living?
I was an actor. A good one, too.
Start putting on a show here, too, ain't you? Go on. Tell me about yourself.
All right, I will. I might as well fill in the time between now and 11. Maybe they told you why they've stopped trying to talk me out of this. They're waiting...
For your wife to get here?
That's right. But they'll wait forever. She won't be here. That's why I'm doing this. I haven't known one decent moment since she left me, or until I left her.
You're sorry about that, huh?
Plenty. I haven't meant good for anything without her.
I suppose if you had to do it all over again, things would be different.
Oh, what's the use of even talking about it? Nothing means anything.
So that's why you're up here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried everything to get her to come back to me. I've written to her, tried to see her, made promises. I even prayed.
Yeah?
But it isn't any use. You see that clock over there? In about 5 seconds, it'll ring out the hour. And that's when I'm jumping. Right with those times.
Why don't you wait? Give your wife a chance to get here. They're trying to reach her.
Well, that's plenty of time. And she won't come when they do reach her. What's keeping those times? They could ring any second now, any second.
Those seconds are going to seem kind of long to you because they're the last seconds you'll ever have.
Well, they're not important. Because my life isn't important. Not anymore. Don't think I'm going to back out, mister. Come on, time! Ring out! Like you've been doing all day!
You see, I've heard them ever since I've been standing out here. I can tell almost to the second when they're going to ring.
But it's like I told you. These last moments are changing all that. The seconds seem like years.
Yeah, but this can't keep up. They'll go in a moment now, any moment. And then I am going to jump. And you'll see, all of you, that you were wrong. That she didn't get here. She didn't come back to me. Even at a time like
oh,
this.
Oh, Paul. Paul. Yes, darling. It's Anne. Please, Paul. Aren't you going to take me in your arms?
She's waiting for you, Paul. What are you going to do?
Do? What am I going to do? Oh, Anne, thank God you've come back.
Anne, those chimes. I was going to jump when I heard them, Anne. I was going to jump.
I know. I got here as soon as I could. And all the while, I was afraid I was too late. I thought I was too late for it.
Yes, Limited. I've been caring for these chimes nearly 20 years now. And this is the first time I ever know them to ring late. And on Christmas Eve, too. What do you suppose sent it?
Other music.
Huh? Oh, huh. Well, I guess I'm kind of mixed up. You got me thinking. Listen, mister, do you mind if I shut this radio off altogether?
That silent night is beginning to get me back.
Oh, do anything you like.
Look, mister, you got to tell me what happened up there. How did you sneak past the cops? And what made that guy change his mind? What did you do, anyhow?
Oh, I only gabbed with him a little while until his wife got there.
Listen, I've had some screwy Christmas Eves, but this one tops them all. First, it was that little newsboy.
Hey, Cabby, that man crossing the street.
I've known Jimmy for...
Look out! Look out!
Don't worry, driver. I saw it happen. He walked right out in front of us.
Yeah, you did see him, didn't you, mister? He walked right out in front of us.
Come on, let's get out.
Well, the driver didn't stop.
No, the man stepped right out there without warning.
Somebody better call a cop.
Don't worry, there's one coming right now.
All right. Come on, let your hands, will you? Hey, I saw it happen, officer. He walked right out.
It wasn't the driver's fault. This guy stepped right out in front of him like a blind man.
Hey, wait a minute. He is a blind man. I've seen him around here before.
Yeah, so have I.
Here, you. Get your hands off him. Don't be trying to pick him up. It's against the law. Wait till the ambulance gets you.
Against the law? Help someone?
Sure it is. You never know when you're doing him more harm than good.
Okay, officer. Okay.
Hey, wait, he's getting up.
Get back, everybody.
What hit me? I was so excited. Christmas Eve, I was in a hurry to get home. Tell me. Wait a minute. What's wrong? Lights and faces.
Easy, mister. You better not try to get up.
I got up. I can see. I'm all right, I tell you. And I can see.
Wait.
I can see.
Hey, he can see.
It must have been the shock when the cab hit him, you know.
I didn't mean to hit him.
Didn't mean to, so you've done him a favor. The shock of it brought back his eyesight.
No, that's not it. Someone touched me. It was a cool hand. The cool hand of the man that helps me.
Huh?
The minute he touched me, I was all right. Where is he?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm beginning to get this. It's a racket. In a minute, these guys will be passing the hat.
Yeah, never been blind at all.
What? I've been giving him money on this corner all winter, and he's a phony.
Hey, wait a minute. There was another guy with a cabbie. He looked like a suspicious character to me, officer.
You ought to run him in, officer.
Sure.
I bet they staged the whole thing.
A suspicious character,
huh?
Where'd he go?
Well, he was here a second ago. He looked like one of those subversive guys to me. Imagine pulling a trick like that on Christmas Eve.
Wait a minute here. The guy's got this all wrong, huh? This guy you're talking about is a very good guy. Now, wait a minute. He's a stranger in town, but he's all right. Hey, where did he go?
You see, he even ducked out on you, buddy.
I know it was all an act.
Oh, wait, he was here just a second ago. This guy's been riding my cab all night. He was a regular sort of a guy. Listen, let me tell you what he done. First, it was Jimmy the newsboy, see? He was crippled. And all of a sudden, he started to walk. All right, now this ain't funny, I'm telling you. Then it was that guy that was going to jump off the building. And now this blind man.
Hey, what are you handing us anyhow?
Get moving, buddy.
Well, what a frame up.
Better get moving, Cabby. This mob don't like what's happened.
All right, I'm going.
Fine thing. The guy just steps out when I need him to prove a point. In addition, he sticks me with a cab. What a guy.
Just two more blocks. It's 2 minutes to Christmas and Times Square.
Hey, was you in a cab all the time?
What do you think I am, magician?
Sometimes I wonder.
Now, in case you lose me in the crowd again, here's your fare. Keep the change.
$5.
And Merry Christmas.
Mister, look, what goes on here anyway? Who are you? You talk like one of us. I mean, real lingo, and yet you say you're a stranger.
Oh, wherever I go, I sort of seem to be just like everybody else, see? Talking their language. It's always been that way.
Yeah. Mister, do you mind if I turn on the radio again?
No. Go ahead.
Geez, that's funny.
Then you know the taxi is not very far.
Now, you don't know. What happened to that silent night? All night long they played that one tune. And, you know, it's a funny thing. Before it almost drove me bats, and now, all of a sudden, I got a funny feeling. I feel like I'd give anything to hear it again. Can you beat that? No silent night. What a night this is, huh, mister? I never had such a time before. All them things that happened, I wish I could figure them out. What's your slant on it, mister? What's your slant? Hey, where are you? I'll be... Geez, he disappeared again. Huh? Huh? Our Father. Our Father, who art in
heaven. For CBS. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.